KSR News. I'm John Scott. President Donald Trump is raising concerns that his administration's agenda is being blocked by federal district judges who issue nationwide injunctions against some of his policies. Some Trump supporters want the U.S. Supreme Court to rein in such injunctions. But in an interview today on the Salem Radio Network, Wisconsin State Supreme Court candidate Brad Schimmel is advocating caution.
It's better to let the issues develop in the lower courts. The lawyers can file some briefs. The judges there can examine evidence and affidavits. Do that in a more deliberate way so that by the time the case gets to the Supreme Court, the issues will be more narrowed. They'll be identified. The evidence will be more focused. That's the preferred way to do it. I think on this one, they're probably going to take their time. And this is a huge legal issue.
Judge Schimmel made his observations on the Chris Stegall Show earlier today. Also at SRNNews.com, Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says he won't resign his post despite pressure from some of the party after he moved forward with Republican spending legislation that avoided a government shutdown. Correspondent Bernie Bennett reports.
Look, I'm not stepping down, Schumer said in an interview with NBC's Meet the Press that aired Sunday. The New York senator's move has sparked outrage from some Democrats and progressive activists who protested at Schumer's office, calling him to resign his position. They have pushed for him to face a primary challenge, perhaps from New York Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Opening statements set to begin in the bribery trial of Nadine Menendez, the wife of prison-bound former U.S. Senator Bob Menendez. The 58-year-old Nadine Menendez, originally scheduled to go to trial last year along with her husband, but a breast cancer diagnosis and surgery led to a delay in her case, and the trial's opening now scheduled for later today. This is SRN News. When should a person get married?
That's the question the Pew Research Center has been asking Americans, and the answer is somewhere in your middle 20s. Most poll respondents also think if you plan to have kids, you should start before you hit 30. The irony of these answers is the vast majority of Americans who do get married and have kids are doing it later and later, while increasing numbers are not doing either. Experts blame the economy and certain cultural influences. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Texas State Supreme Senate has advanced bills that would require public school classrooms to display the Ten Commandments and allow districts to provide students with time to pray during school hours. The votes are the latest sign of confidence by conservative lawmakers that courts will codify their opposition to church-state separation into federal law and spark the revitalization of faith in America. This is SRN News. Former U.S. Representative Mia Love of Utah has passed away.
Love was diagnosed with a form of brain cancer in 2022 and had undergone treatment and received immunotherapy as part of a clinical trial at Duke University's Brain Tumor Center, but she reached a point where the tumor was no longer shrinking. Love died at her home in Saratoga Springs, Utah. She made her mark on the political world, becoming the first Black Republican woman elected to Congress, where she served from 2015 to 2019. She was 49 years old. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
A jury in Georgia ordering Monsanto parent Bayer to pay nearly $2.1 billion in damages to a man who says the company's Roundup weed killer caused his cancer. The agrochemical giant says it will appeal the verdict. The penalties awarded include $65 million in compensatory damages and $2 billion in punitive damages. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.